Hey, honey. Remember when I used hypnosis to help you quit smoking? It was pretty effective, right? Sure, I'll take some credit for learning the hypnotic techniques, but I think it really had more to do with how good you are at going into a trance and how well you accepted my hypnotic suggestions. Well, you know, there are other things that hypnosis can be used for, too. Yeah, right. Weight loss is a good example. But I was really referring to more non-traditional uses, like erotic hypnosis. Yeah, that's really a thing. And to be perfectly honest, the thought of hypnotizing you for, sexual purposes, it kind of turns me on. Yeah, it really does. So, do you think we could give it a try? What would I do? Well, what if I told you that we could use hypnosis to enhance your sexual pleasure? Like, for example, heighten your arousal, or amplify your response to erotic stimuli, and, I don't know, maybe even give you more satisfying orgasms. Yeah, I thought you might like that last idea. I mean, who wouldn't, right? No, I don't think it's really that risky. I mean, we can take it slow, one step at a time, and just see how it goes. I'd only have your best interest in mind. And you trust me, right? Okay, cool. I think we'll enjoy this. Let's start by taking off our clothes and getting comfortable. On second thought, I'm going to keep my panties on. I don't want you being distracted while I'm putting you under. Okay. Just close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths and let your body relax. That's good. Oh. And just so you know, for this to be effective, I'm going to take you down into a really deep trance, deeper than before. And once you're there, I'll need to delve into some of the more primal areas of your subconscious, especially those areas that control your sexual responses. Are you okay with that? Good. I promise to be gentle. Now, just listen to the sound of my voice as I guide you down, deeper down, and deeper down. And 3, 2, 1. Wide awake now. So how do you feel? A little groggy, huh? A few minutes? Oh no. I had you under for at least a half hour. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? You don't remember anything? Well, I mostly just improvised as I went along, encouraging your subconscious to release control, implanting a few suggestions here and there, and conditioning you in a few ways that I think we'll both enjoy. Yes, I think it went okay. I guess we'll find out soon enough. But you certainly seemed to respond very well. Speaking of responding, I'm feeling a little on edge. Having you under my hypnotic control was a real turn on. I couldn't resist touching and teasing myself the entire time I had you under. Okay. Since you seem more alert now, let's try something. Here, let me just sit up and, yes, come over here in front of me and sit between my legs. On second thought, rather than sitting, could you kneel instead? Perfect. How do you feel kneeling in front of me? It turns you on a little? Really? Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just that, well, I'm a little shocked at how well this seems to be working. No, I didn't use hypnosis to make you kneel. I just, well, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you feel comfortable in this position. And you do, right? Good. And you should. It's perfectly natural for you to be kneeling before me. Now, don't touch yourself. That cock is off limits for the moment. And I kind of like how cute it looks when it's soft. So, just out of curiosity, what if I were to slowly pull my panties off to the side, just like this, and give you a glimpse of my pussy? Look at how your cock is getting bigger, getting harder. I love watching it grow right before my eyes. Yes, we didn't necessarily need hypnosis to make that happen, but I figured a little enhancement wouldn't be a bad thing. So I decided that we would accentuate your body's autonomic response to certain visual stimuli. I know, big words, right? I told you, I've been doing a lot of research. That's just a fancy way of saying I conditioned you to be particularly responsive to the sight of my pussy. And you certainly are responding. I don't think I've ever seen your cock spring to attention so fast. But I don't think you're fully hard yet, are you? I'll just take my panties completely off so you can get a better view. There we go. Look at that. It's getting even bigger and harder. I don't think I've seen your cock quite this stiff and rigid before. You most definitely are fully erect now. What's that? My pussy lips are glistening. Well, I told you I was turned on. But being fully exposed to you like this is, I don't know. It's a little embarrassing because I can't conceal how aroused I really am. I think you like seeing me all flustered and worked up, don't you? Well, I guess there's no reason to be modest at this point. So, let's see how you respond when I slowly slide my finger across my lips. This feels so good. Feeling my lips parting around my finger and my clit. Oh, God. It's swelling and starting to pulsate. Yeah, right here. Look closely. Can you see it protruding out from under its hood? God, I just can't take my eyes off your cock. It's literally throbbing and it hasn't even been touched yet. Let's do something about that. Why don't you start masturbating? Yes, you heard me. I want you to touch yourself for me. I know I never asked you to do that for me before, but there's no reason to be shy, and you might be surprised at how natural it feels. Besides, it's only fair. I am playing with myself right in front of you. Yeah, that's right. I like watching you stroke yourself. You look so sexy. Oh, God. I'm getting wetter and wetter. Yeah, keep stroking for me. This feels so nice. You keep touching yourself, baby. I love watching you. I love watching your fingers. Oh, the way they grip your own cock. I love knowing that you know your body and that you're not afraid to show it to me. I love watching your hand go up and down the shaft of your cock. I love that I know exactly what that cock feels like inside of me. But I love watching you pleasure yourself. I'm getting really turned on. I can feel my orgasm coming on. It feels so good. You're getting closer too. Good. Let's see if we can get in sync and come together. I'm getting closer. Closer. Okay. Wait. Stop for a second. I want to prolong my arousal for just a little bit longer. And I don't want you coming too soon either. Yes. I know it's hard to stop, but let's take a breather for a few seconds. There you go. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Okay. Let's keep going. I'm getting closer again. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come so badly. Just a little more. Oh. Oh, I can't hold back any longer. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, wow. That was intense. Phew. Oh, my heart's beating so fast. Oh, wait, what's wrong? You didn't come? Seriously? Huh. Yeah, no, I believe you. I mean, look at you. Your cock is still as hard as a rock. Were you really trying to come? Okay, okay. Try and calm down for a second. I'm not sure. It might just simply be a side effect of the hypnotic conditioning, maybe? Okay, well, maybe side effect is an understatement, but, well, maybe I need to explain a few things. See, I was concerned that you might not have enough self-control to, hold back before fully experiencing the elevated levels of excitement I wanted you to feel. So, while you were under, I encouraged your subconscious mind to relinquish as much control as possible so that I could more effectively influence and moderate your orgasmic responses. But giving up control is a voluntary thing. I had no idea you'd give up so much. So, yeah. I guess it's possible you won't be able to come quite so easily as before. At least, not without my assistance. But I assure you, there's nothing to be worried about. It's a perfectly normal response to my conditioning. Yes, normal. I mean, it's not like you can't have an orgasm. It's just that now I'll be playing a more active role in helping you achieve one. What do you mean, how will I help? I'm pretty sure I know how to make you come, baby. Yes, of course I'll help make you come. Permission? No, you don't need my permission. We'll just be working together to make sure you climax at the right time. Sure, there's a difference. Well, maybe it's more a matter of perspective. I mean, sure, technically, in some sense, I'll be permitting your orgasm, but that's not the way I was looking at it. What's that? My pussy is blushing? Wow, you're right, look at me. My lips are so swollen and I'm literally dripping wet. Ugh, I can't believe how aroused I'm getting talking about you needing permission to come. Ooh, saying that out loud sent a shiver up my spine. Damn, I need to get myself off again. All this talk, it's really getting me going, and I think if I touched myself, I could come really quick. It won't take long at all. Oh, but look, your cock has gotten softer. Why don't you watch me play with my pussy again so that... Yeah, that's better. Good boy. Seeing your cock reacting, getting hard at the sight of my pussy. Ugh, I can't even describe what it does to me. So, we were talking about needing my permission to come. Like I was saying, of course I can help you come without you needing to ask me for permission, but I'm just thinking, what if I wanted you to ask for permission? How would you feel about that? I'm kind of curious about what it would be like. Aren't you? We wouldn't have to be serious about it, you know. It would be just for kicks. Come on. How about you try again to come with me? Touch yourself. Just like I'm touching myself. Oh, that's it. Stroke faster, baby. I want to get right to the very edge. That point of no return. That's right. No, you can't come yet. You'll have to push yourself a little further if you want to come. So keep going. That's it. I'm not gonna let you come yet. I want to see you more aroused. I want to feel your frustration building. Fuck yes, I want you desperate. I want you so fucking desperate to come that you do or say absolutely anything to get release. Oh God, I'm getting close now. Keep going, baby. You keep going and I'm gonna keep going too. I'm almost there. If you wanna come, then you're gonna need to. That's right. You'll need to fucking beg me to let you come. Beg me to grant you permission. Beg me to come right fucking now. Fuck. Yes, you have my permission. Fuck. Yes. Come with me now. Oh my God. Wow. That was incredible. I never expected to get off so hard on this erotic hypnosis stuff. Whew. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got carried away a bit, but, wow. You should have seen yourself needing to come so badly. It was hot seeing you like that. I've never seen you come so fucking hard. Hell, I'm not sure I ever came that hard either. It still feels good. I can still feel my pussy quivering. Come lie down next to me while we calm down. Huh? What are we gonna do about what? Oh, your ability to come? Well, let's not get too hung up on that right now. We're both pretty exhausted, so how about we sleep on it and see how I feel in the morning? Oh, of course. I mean, see how we feel.